This is episode 58 of the Great Speech Podcast on how to build your personal brand.
Let's go.
It's a Great Speech Podcast for the public speakers. We're going way down deep to look at what makes a communicator. We'll look at all different topics from the bottom to the top. So get your mind free of all the distractions and please listen up, listen up, listen up.
It's the Great Speech Podcast.
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 Thanks, Dad. So welcome back, my great communicators. How are you guys doing? I hope you are well. I trust you are well. Welcome back to another episode of the Great Speech Podcast. We are coming towards the end of season 7, which, as I have said, is focused on topics that are directly related to communication skills, even if they're not directly a communication skill. So communication skills like how to persuade or how to use storytelling or how leaders should communicate or how to write. Those are kind of direct communication skills, but there are a lot of related topics that people really need help with, especially when I coach my clients. They'll come to me with these questions that are kind of directly related, but not exactly communication skills. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to dedicate an entire season to tackling these subjects. So that's what we're doing in this episode. Now, before I go any further, please, I need to do this more because I often forget. Please do send me in a review. I haven't had one for a little while, which is probably because I haven't even asked for it, because you guys are really responsive when I do. So remember that I will give you a shout out in the next episode if you do a review. So if you've got a moment, just go onto Apple Podcasts. There should be a link in the show notes as well. Just click it and just say something about how you felt about the episode or the podcast in general, good or bad. I have to say 99% have been great, but there have been a couple that have kind of challenged me a little bit. And I love that because that's what communication is all about. It's an exchange of thoughts and ideas rather than just a puff piece, right? Saying, oh, everything's great. So yes, do that. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to know more about the work that I do, or if you just want to improve your communication skills, there are loads of free links in the show notes as well. In particular, if you want to know why I talk about communication super skills, then make sure you take the workshop on the 5 communication super skills that will, improve your career. I think you'll see it. Gosh, lost my head for a moment. Because that is a free workshop that I put out there to really help you understand what it is that you have to be looking to achieve with your communication skills. Okay, so yes, of course, I am Kolari Lishonaike. I should have said that right at the start before you wondering who is this person talking, in case you haven't been here before. I am a communication super skills coach, and that's what I do. That's what I'm passionate about. That's what this podcast is dedicated to. It is, how can we find an answer to the question of how to be better communicators? Because I firmly believe, I passionately believe, that if we can all be better communicators, we will have a better world. That is in my core. And that is what I put out into the world, hoping that the world will take it in. So if you are here, I'm hoping it's because you want to work on your own communication skills, and you are hoping that I can help. So today we are talking about how to build your personal brand. So let's start with the quote of the episode as always, which is from the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, who said, "Your brand is what other people say about you when you are not in the room." Your brand is what other people say about you when you are not in the room. And that is so true, as we are going to explore. So in these kind of how-to episodes that I've been doing, I divide it into 3 main parts. The first is the what, In this case, what is your personal brand? Or what is a personal brand? The second is the why, which is why is it important? Why am I even talking about this? Why do you need to do the work to improve your personal brand or build your personal brand? And then the third element is how, which is really kind of what you guys came for, which is how do you actually go about doing that? How do you achieve that? So the what, the why, and the how is what we're going to focus on in these episodes. And that's what we're going to do now. So let's think about what is your personal brand. And in a way, I don't think I could say it better than Jeff Bezos said it himself, which is, it is what other people say about you when you are not there. And the when you are not there part is actually the important element, because it signifies that it's what they really think about you. It's not what they say to your face. It's not what they say because they want to be nice. It's what they really think about you, you know, when you're not there to challenge them, or when you're not there for them to feel guilty about saying it. What they think about you, what they say about you when you are not in the room. In short, it is your true reputation. That's what I want you to think about your personal brand as. It is your true reputation. It is what you are known for, how people think of you, what people think of you, the totality of it, the good and the bad, the strengths and the weaknesses, the superpowers and the fatal flaws. All of these things go into your overall personal brand, and that is your reputation. So that, in short, is what a personal brand is. There's nothing particularly complicated about it in terms of what it is. Really, what's more important is the why. Why is your personal brand so important? And I can tell you that people, I think, underestimate the impact of their reputation on their life, their career, their business outcomes. Because so often we think, if I just say this, or if I do that, then it will have, you know, if I do A, it will have outcome B. If I say thing X, it will have outcome Y. And that just isn't the case, because a lot of times, whatever we say and we do is packaged within the personal brand, the reputation that we bring to the party when we say or when we do those things. And it is that then is received by the other people, that goes into how they will react and how they will take you. So to give us kind of a silly example, if you are somebody who is particularly, you know, duplicitous, right? You backbite behind people, you know, you're talking behind people's back, you'll knife them in the back given any chance, right? And you say good morning to someone, hey, how was the meeting yesterday, right? That on its face may seem like a simple question, an innocuous question. But because of your personal brand of being a backbiting son of a bee, right? It's a loaded question that people are going to react to in a particular way. Most likely, they're not going to want to tell you, or they'll tell you stuff that isn't true because they don't want to give you the true information. That's an extreme but an obvious example of how important your personal brand is, because it's basically, it's not what you are or what you think you are, but what or who other people think you are that is most going to determine their reaction to you and what you do, which in itself is going to have an outsized impact on your career, your work life, your life in general, your business, how they respond to you, what opportunities do you get, whether you are seen as a leader or whether you're seen as a follower, whether you're seen as a manager or whether you're seen as an entry employee, but you're not going to rise any higher, whether your business is seen as authentic or whether it's seen as just money grabbing. All of these things are directly impacted by your personal brand, your reputation, what people think of you. And so it's super important that you take the time and invest in developing a personal brand that enhances yourself, right? That makes your life better and easier rather than making it harder. That opens doors for you rather than closes them. That makes people light up when they realize that you're in your presence rather than kind of get dulled and can't wait until they're out of the room with you, right? That is the outsized impact of your personal brand. It's almost a little bit like your shadow, you know, and, you know, the question is your shadow something that, you know, covers things? Actually, I don't know if that, so and that just came to my mind and I'm actually thinking, I'm not sure whether that's going to work because a shadow is always going to just put people in darkness, right? And that's not necessarily what your personal brand is all about. So scrap that. It's not like your shadow. I kind of wanted to say that it follows you around. It's always there, but yeah, it doesn't really work because if you've left the room, your shadow is not there either. So kind of forget about that, right? maybe, actually, let me try this one. What about it's like your natural body smell, right? It's always there. Even when you've left the room, it still hangs around and it's either a sweet smell or it's a bit pongy. I think that works a little bit better. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to move on. But your personal brand is really important because it's going to affect the extent of your influence. It's going to affect your perceived value to other people. In fact, even in my legal practice, I do a lot of employment law cases. And one of the things when an employee, for instance, comes to me for advice, I'll always say to them, and they're, you know, maybe their employment situation is a bit precarious. They're worried, you know, are they going to be dismissed or not? One of the things I always say to them is, listen, you need to make yourself indispensable. You know, make yourself, increase your perceived value to the company, because it's amazing how companies will find ways to retain good employees and find ways to get rid of, in their view, bad employees. So you will make yourself feel and seem indispensable, and you are thereby increasing your value, your perceived value to the company that you work for. And so all of that is really about your personal brand. What do they say about you when you're not in the room? What do they truly think of you? What is your reputation? And if you have a great, strong personal brand, that's going to bring so many benefits. It's going to open doors for you. It's going to mean that when you say something, people will listen to a far greater extent than when somebody else says the exact same thing. And equally, if you have a weak personal brand, well, that's obviously going to detract. It's going to make your life much harder. It's going to feel like you're wading through mud just to get somewhere, because people's perception of you, the reputation that you have, or their view, perception of your value is lower than it needs to be. So this is why your personal brand is super important. It clothes you. It encapsulates everything about you. So you have to work on it, because actually it is your brand that people interact with. It's not just you. And so you have to make sure that the interaction they have is a positive one. So that's the what and that's the how. So let's talk about, that's the what and that's the why. Gosh. So let's talk about the how. So yeah, just a reminder, I do these in one take. If I mess up or I say something stupid, as I already have in this episode, it's being left in. I only stop like if there's, I've had a few planes overhead this evening that just really rattled everything. So I had to kind of pause just to let the plane pass and then just pick up. But basically these are one takes, right? So, and that's part of my brand. And that is part of my attempt to be and to present myself as an authentic communicator. This is who I naturally am. So I'm doing it just as it comes out rather than it's kind of forced and studied and edited and pre-rehearsed and then over-rehearsed and then edited afterwards. which works, right? I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but for me, my kind of brand, I guess, is to be an authentic communicator because I'm so into communication. I want to be an authentic communicator myself. So there you go. There's an example of a personal brand in action, I guess. So let's think about how to build your personal brand. And the first step has to be to work out what your personal brand is and what you want it to be, because it may well be that there's a gap between those two things. What you currently are is in what your reputation currently is versus what you actually want it to be. So you may want to be seen as someone who is highly reliable and professional, but actually the brand that you have, the reputation that you have developed, for whatever reason, is one of somebody who just can't be relied on. Important for you to know that before you then start to work on it. So the first step is really to assess what your current personal brand is. And you can do that really as simply as asking other people. It's incredible how often we go through life just not getting that feedback. And so I have a bit of an issue with the kind of 360 degree feedback and the, you know, the structured feedback that is done by a lot of companies. I really have issues with it because so often there's so much politics involved and it's often done as a tick box exercise as opposed to something that's really designed to get at what people think of you. So it's not that I'm saying don't do those things. But my approach actually is just to go and ask people in a non-setup, non-structured way so that it's more authentically what they think over a cup of coffee, right? After lunch, after a movie, after a day at work, just the conversation of, hey, listen, I want to ask you something. I know this might be a bit out of, you know, field, left field or whatever, but what would you say my reputation is in the company right now, right? What would you say people think of me? You know, I've heard that your brand is what people say when you're not in the room. What do people say about me when I'm not in the room? And you will get an honest answer if you frame it in that way, that you approach it in terms of, listen, this isn't for the next appraisal. This isn't for whatever. This is just me wanting an honest feedback on how I am perceived. I do this with my clients. So if you ever become one of my coaching clients, one of the first things we'll do after we do our own kind of assessment of where you are with your communication skills is we'll actually reach out to your friends, your colleagues, even your rivals, and ask them the simple question, say that basically goes something like this, which is, hey, listen, I'm actually working right now on improving myself as a communicator. Really helps for me to get some sense of where I am right now. So can you just tell me a few things about how I communicate? Then we ask them a few questions. Simple as that. But the act of finding out what your current brand, what your brand currently is so critical because trust me, you will never have a 100% accurate opinion of yourself from other people's eyes. So you may think that you are crystal clear when you communicate, others may think that you are warped. Or, and actually typically this is what happens, it's the other way around. You may well be really down on yourself about certain things or certain parts of your character, or certain parts of how you do things, and you're expecting to be slated by people, but people honestly don't see it. People don't see those weaknesses, or even if they do, they don't mind them. They're fine with the vulnerability. Nobody's perfect. You know, I always say, you know, have you ever had, so I was a really spotty teenager, right? Not just like in my mind. I mean, genuinely, if I look back at pictures, I can kind of see it. But actually, if you've ever had like, you know, what you feel is like a big spot or something, and in your mind, it is the one thing that everybody is staring at. But actually, when you ask people, they're like, either didn't notice, or even if they saw, it's like, yeah, it's a spot, no big deal, right? Very difficult to be an accurate judge of how people see you So better to just ask. So that's the first step I would say is go and ask. Go and find out what your personal brand is. What's the reputation that you have? And then you want to set and identify the reputation that you want, which may or may not be different to the reputation that you currently have, but identify it. And the way in which I would say you should do this is to think about some kind of core areas that go into making up what a person really is. What are you known for? What are your superpowers? Right? If, you know, what are your passions? What are you passionate about? What motivates you? What are the characteristics that people most compliment you on? What do you hate? What are the values? What are the things that you find to be the most important or you believe should be most important? What are your blind spots? What are your weaknesses? You know, if you had to describe three great values that you have, what would those three be? Or if you want to flip it and do it another way, if you find that a bit difficult, what would you want your epitaph to be? Epitaph being kind of short description that people will give to you when you pass away, where they basically need to summarize and state in very short form who you were as a person. So to give examples, Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player, his epitaph was grace, dignity, and elegance personified. Alexander the Great, his epitaph was a tomb now suffices him for whom the world was not enough. So those two, right, Joe DiMaggio is very clear, really descriptive of him. And that's a good way to do it, is just three descriptive adjectives of the values that you hold or want to hold or the things that you want to be seen as. Or the other way, Alexander the Great, you know, a tomb now suffices for him whom the world was not enough. Really encapsulate the fact that he was his entire brand, his entire being, his entire story was of a conqueror, somebody who worked to build and expand his empire and all that goes with it, good or bad. So you can think of it in that way. If somebody had to give a eulogy about you, right? It's not that I'm morbid. It's just another way to think about it. Your epitaph, the thing that would be on your gravestone, whatever it is, what would you want them to say? Or to just put it the other way, relating back to what Jeff Bezos said, what do you want them to say when you leave the room? Oh, that's Collar's just left. Yeah, he's really X, Y, Z. What do you want X, Y, Z to be? Identify it. Figure it out. You know, put it on your wall if necessary. Because once you have that target, then the way to go about achieving it is just to always keep it front of mind, front and center. If you want your brand to be that, you know, she is meticulous, and she is dedicated, and she is super smart, then you have to conduct yourself that way all the time. Whenever anybody interacts with you, you have to give that impression. You have to make sure that the way you conduct yourself shows that you are that meticulous, super smart person. So you put it front and center. I often work with my clients and say they should create an alter ego, i.e. figure out who it is you want to be and project all of those characteristics that you want to have into that alter ego, and then walk around all the days of your life as that alter ego. And remember, an alter ego is not a different character. It's just the other side of you. So it's not faking it. It's being what you know you should be. And so you inhabit the character of that alter ego that has all those great characteristics. And when you're faced with a situation where you have a natural instinct to do one thing, you quickly check yourself and you say, okay, what would alter ego person do? Then I'm going to do that. When you project into an alter ego, you always know the answer of what you should do. do that. And then you start to inhabit the character of that personality. And it becomes, slowly and steadily, becomes your personal brand. So work out those things, what you're passionate about, what motivates you, all of those things, work them out. Especially, what are your values? Because most of all, your personal brand, most of all, when people think about other people, even if they don't articulate it that way, they will very much think in terms of the values that you appear to cherish or to treasure or to live by. And that will massively inform the kind of person that they see that you are. So project who you want to be. So there we go. This one step is work out where you are. The next step is work out who you want to be. Third step is to project into that person. Even if it doesn't feel natural, if you know that that is what your alter ego character would do, then do that no matter how you feel about it. Another aspect is you've got to be able to articulate your brand. So important to be able to actually speak up for yourself. Not just because you may have an appraisal in which, you know, somebody says, hey, so why should we promote you to the next leadership role? Or you're doing an interview and they say, why should we hire you? Whatever it is. The ability to articulate your own personal brand. And we're not saying about you go out saying, right, let me tell you all who I am, right? But it's knowing that in your own head so that if you were asked, you could articulate it. Is a really important step of working out who it is. Because you can't articulate something clearly unless you actually know it yourself. You know, as Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. If you can't articulate who you are in a really straightforward way, then other people won't get it. And chances are you won't be projecting yourself in that way. So be able to articulate your own personal brand. Almost develop that kind of 1 minute, 30 second, 20 second, doesn't matter, elevator pitch of who you are. So that you find it easier to inhabit that person, to become that person, and then project that to other people. One of the most important things, in fact, in doing this as well, is to be able to give a great first impression. And by great first impression, I mean a first impression that directly fits with the brand that you have. So when you meet someone for the first time, or you speak to them for the first time, whether that's on the phone or online or in person, be conscious of that personal brand, that reputation that you want to be known for. And interact with them from that point of view. Because first impressions very often stick. There are a lot of surveys actually on how quickly we reach an opinion on people when we meet them. And then how sticky those opinions are. How much they actually end up kind of being exactly in the same place in which they started. So super important to make a great first impression. And by great, I mean a first impression that directly sits within the reputation that you want to have. Because chances are that that first impression is going to be the constant impression that people have of you. Another aspect of building your personal brand is to kind of teach and train people on how to treat you. And what that means is, especially if you focus on your values, is show people what is important to you. Because the more they get a sense of what's important to you, the more that they will understand that that is your character and that becomes your reputation. So I was watching the kind of autobiographical series on Aretha Franklin. And it reminded me of the fact that she would always insist that people called her Miss Franklin. They didn't call her Aretha. And that was because she was extremely kind of, she was fighting in a very male-dominated world, first of all, and also as a black female artist, she really needed to establish her authority. And so she, from a very young age, would say to people, no, call me Miss Franklin, just to kind of signal to them that you can't take me as some little girl, you know, who you can mistreat or ignore. I demand to be respected. That is kind of an example of training people on how to treat you. So if you are, you know, a stickler for formalities, right, that's part of what you are, who you are, then when people treat you informally or greet you in an informal way, you correct them. You say, no, hey, listen, no, if you're going to speak to me this way, right? Or if you want to develop a reputation for being easygoing and easy to be around, especially if you are a well-respected leader, and you don't want that to be intimidating to other people, then part of your brand can be how well and easily you put, how effectively you put people at ease. Tony Blair used to have it in his government that he used to always say to people, no, call me Tony, because he was trying to give a sense to people that he was accessible and easy to relate to. So train people on how to treat you by being willing to express or show the values that you have, especially if they do something that is in conflict with any one of those values. And as long as you do it in a way that isn't, you know, aggressive or overly bullish, and is just, no, I prefer it this way, then actually people will do it. So I often, I don't do it as much anymore, but I was very, very particular about people pronouncing my name properly. In fact, if you listen to the trailer of this podcast, you'll probably hear a little story about that. So I will very often say to people who will call me Cola, no, my name is Cola, just to enhance or just to kind of pass on that, hey, I take pride in my name, which is part of my heritage and what Cola Relay as a name actually means. So I don't want you to mispronounce my name, because I personally consider that to be disrespecting my heritage. And so I train people by just generally and casually saying, actually, it's Cola, not Cola. So little things like that. So that's part of building your personal brand. As well as identifying the values that you have, also super important to remember that values are intangible, right? So as much as you can know what you want people to think of you, most of all, they will get those things from what you actually do. And this, in fact, is the main thing that I want you to get out of this episode in terms of how to build your brand. It is much more important to focus on what you do, because those are the things that are going to give the clearest indication of the character that you have and therefore the reputation that you build. The character that you have and therefore the reputation that you build. So I want you to start putting yourself out there. If you have an area in the world that's important to you, whatever it is, start to share your opinions on it. Become a thought leader, post on social media, do a video, give a talk. You know, let people see you doing something that directly fits with the values that you say that you have or that you want people to associate with you. Do things that are consistent, not inconsistent, with the character and the reputation that you want to have. Because people will see the things that you focus on, the things that you demonstrate your passion for, the things that you do. They will see it, they will listen to it, and that will inform the kind of person that they believe that you are. They'll listen to the questions you ask, because questions tell them about the focus that you have. And that again informs their opinion of the character that you display. Even to the extent of how you talk about yourself is part of it, right? So if you take a great example of Muhammad Ali saying, "I am the greatest," right? He was literally demonstrating by his bravado, by the uber confidence with which he expressed himself. He was presenting to the world that he was a proud, strong black man, proud of his heritage, proud of his religion, believing in himself at a time when most black people had to play down their confidence, play down their abilities, play down their superpower in order to get along, like get along, right? Whereas Muhammad Ali completely blew that out of the water. But as a result, when we talk about who's the greatest boxers ever, you will always hear people talk about Muhammad Ali because he told us. Now, I happen to think it was Sugar Ray Robinson because I'm a real boxing nut. And I think actually that was Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest boxer of all time. But that's the point, is how effective articulating and demonstrating and conducting yourself in the way in which you want other people to think of you, how impactful that is. Because the way in which Muhammad Ali conducted himself, the way in which he spoke about himself, the things that he did, perfectly demonstrated the person that he is or was, late Muhammad Ali, and therefore developed his own personal brand, including, and this is in particularly important, this is why we talk about your values, his refusal to fight in the Vietnam War, which cost him dearly from his career terms. There he was demonstrating through his actions what his values were. And that in itself also enhanced his personal brand. So be conscious of not taking steps or actions that are in conflict with the values that you profess to have. Because it will mean that people will look at the actions you take over and above the values that you say that you have in terms of determining and developing their own opinion of your personal brand. And if you do all these things, you work out who you are right now, you work out who you want to be, you kind of create that alter ego character and you project yourself into that character and you always conduct yourself in that way. And you allow your passions to come forward and your motivations and your values, and you express the things that you are into so that people know where you stand, and you take actions and ask questions and talk about the things that really speak really clearly to that character that you have or want people to see you of. Very quickly, you will begin to develop that reputation that you want. That reputation, which is your personal brand, so that when you leave the room, you know that the thing that people are saying is what you want them to say, because that is the personal brand that you have. And even before you come into the room, your reputation will precede you, and it will mean that you can come in and kind of have confidence that that meeting, that discussion, whatever it is going to go the way you want it to go, because your personal brand has done the work for you. So think of your brand as the thing that goes into the room before you come in, and a thing that stays in the room even after you leave, as making the strongest impression of who you are and how people should relate to you. How is that? Those are my thoughts on your personal brand, what it is, why it is super, super important, and how to go about working to improve and build your personal brand. And I really want you guys to take the time to do this, because it is often an underestimated facet of life, especially in the modern business world, the modern world of work. So much is determined by what people think of you. So rather than leaving it to them to think whatever they want to think, wouldn't it be better if you actually determined that by being deliberate and intentional about your personal brand. So guys, I hope that helped. I hope you found that of use. I hope you can take snippets of what I have said and start to bring them into your personal life so that it improves your own life, your own communication skills, your own communication, which, as we know, is what so often determines the career, the business, the life opportunities and everything that you have, far beyond how good you are, whatever it is that you do. So thank you guys for joining me. And by the way, guys is generic, right? Guys means men and women, boys and girls, of all races, genders, sexes, all of that stuff. Because I really, really want this message to go to everybody, because communication does not belong to anyone. It is accessible to everyone completely. So thank you very much for joining me. I leave you as always with goodbye in a different language. Today it will be in Hindi, and goodbye, as I understand it, which kind of makes sense. Well, I'm not sure it does make sense, because I didn't really think this was goodbye, but it is namaste. Apparently that is also a way of saying goodbye in Hindi. Namaste. So thank you guys for joining me. Namaste. And I will see you on the next episode.